When you started working at Murphy Radio?
I think it was about 1953, yes.
And what sort of work did you do?
I was a comptometer operator.
Right.
Which sounds very complicated, but it was really a calculating machine.
Right.
And they sent me to London for about 3 weeks to learn how to work the machine and to use and do the work that I was needed to do, and I enjoyed that bit very much.
Oh, good. Did you stay down in London? Or
no, I just went every day, yes.
And so, and how long did you work for Murphy Radio for?
1958, yes.
53, you said, to 58.
Yes.
5 years, lovely. Yeah. And the whole time you were a contometer operator?
Yes.
Brilliant, that's lovely. And anything you can tell us about your working conditions, pay, things like that?
I think the pay was £3.16 and 8 pence a week.
That was your starting salary?
I think so.
Can
yes.
you remember what you finished on?
Not much more, actually.
Oh dear.
Maybe £5, but
yes,
I don't think much more than that.
Angela's just showed me a lovely cutout. It says County Honours for Murphy Athletic Girls. That's you, Angela, sitting
there
at your comptometer.
That's right.
Right. Ah, fantastic. Would you like to tell us about the athletic side of Murphy's?
Well, we used to train twice a week at ICI, funnily enough, because they had big fields there. And we used to go with and train with the men, with the boys. And then I think we also did, I played in the netball team, which was very interesting because we were very keen to play.
Ooh.
And we won quite a lot. We were in a group of netball teams.
In Wellingham, this was a league in Wellingham.
Yes, it was Norton's and Murphy's and ICI, and we all played each other on a Saturday morning, afternoon.
Did you work on Saturday mornings?
No.
So you did the athletics and netball?
Yes. I ran against Jean Deforge, who was Jean Pickering, who got a gold medal.
Gosh.
Needless to say, we went to Croydon, I think it was, on a coach because we were selected to run for Hertfordshire. And I was doing the hurdles. Basically, I think I might have come last or second to last. But Jean just flew, you know, well, she would.
Well, that was lovely, though, to be part of Murphy Radio. So within Murphy Radio, just to bring it back to that, so what hours were you working? You mentioned you didn't work Saturdays.
8:30 to 5:30,
mm.
with an hour for lunch.
Yeah.
I think we walked into town because the Murphy Radio that I worked in was in Bessemer Road, the first bit, almost opposite the Shredded Wheat in Broadwater Road.
Yes.
And then, after a couple of years, we moved to the down to the where the Rank Xerox building is now.
Yes, yes, I know.
Past Nivea Cream and
yeah.
and all those factories that were down there.
Do you remember many of the people that you worked with at Murphy Radios or the bosses?
Yes,
the names?
There was a Mr. Lawrence. Mr. Plenge was my boss.
Was this within like the accountancy department? Or
no, it was in stock records.
Right.
So yes. we kept all the stock that was in the factory, and then we obviously had to reorder. They had to reorder the stock to replace what had been used.
And you had
like valves and. Resistors and condensers and all the interesting
the components.
Things
yes,
components.
I was thinking, did you do the radios and stop of the radios and the televisions? Prior
no, it
to
was
sale?
Everything that went into the radio. So not really very interesting work, but we had, you know, fun.
Yes,
it was nice.
To stay there 5 years, you obviously enjoyed it tremendously.
We used to do Keep Fit at ICI as well.
Ah, so a lot of you from Murphy Radio went to ICI
yes.
to do it. That's a lovely
yes.
photograph.
Okay, yes.
If you can borrow
we
that,
used
that'll
to
be
do
lovely.
Shows and what have you.
Yeah. What sort of shows did you do then?
Well, I remember we went to Barnet quite a lot, and we used to do it in front of an audience, and we used to dress up in sort of jockeys' outfits with little caps and whips and shorts. I mean, like a cabaret,
yes,
you know, and
yes.
Do to music. We would do all these exercises. Silly me.
Were you putting on the shows for charity and things like that? Do you know?
No. Don't think there was charity in those days.
You're just doing it.
We're just doing it because someone asked us if we would go and perform in Roche. And we used to cycle to St Albans Athletic Club, and then do 2 hours, well, an hour and a bit training, and then cycle home again.
We're fit. And you've got a book here, which is Murphy Radio. Do they produce, a sports day report?
Yeah, this is a sports day, and this is, they just had general pictures of the televisions and radios that they made.
It's very interesting, because it shows you the different departments they had. I didn't know they had a radiological. That's not just producing radios, it seems more for health equipment.
I would
think
so.
Right?
And export.
So did they have a day like this once a year? Then?
Yes, they did. And my father-in-law organised it.
Oh, yes. Do tell me more about your father-in-law then. What did your father-in-law do within Murphy's?
He was the manager of sales, I think. That's the picture of him, so that will tell us.
So this is
various sports days just
on the third page of the booklet under the title of the planners. And which one's your father-in-law?
There, Stan Mercer.
Stan Mercer, second from the right.
Yes. The sports day committee. And that's Mr. Lawrence that I told you about that I work for.
We're talking about the Murphy Radio Day, which happens once a year. Your handicrafts.
People went in for jam making and cakes, and I think this is at the back here. It says the winners of the handicraft and the.
It was a kiddies' corner.
Here, prizes said for potted plants and table centres, wildflowers, eggs tinted, bottled fruit, stoned, marmalade. So they could enter for chutney or honey or whatever they wanted to enter for, and then they got a prize.
And it's always happened when? In the summer, obviously.
July, I think it was July.
And was there entertainment for children?
Well, there's little slides here and a train.
So it was a family day out?
Yeah. I know there was something, they had a race about who could peg all these clothes on the line the fastest. A friend of my mother's, who hadn't done anything in her life fast, actually managed to do very, very well. She was hanging the socks up anyhow, you know. It was just little garments that you had to peg on this line, and it was all timed.
Now, it's lovely though.
Hitting.
A weight and making
yes,
it
gonged, you know.
Yes.
Remember that? It was a bit like a fun fair thing.
Yes. Mm. And then this is the evening show, so what was that about?
There's a kiddies' corner there.
And did the children put a show on?
Yes. Backstage, little girls. They were obviously from Eileen Baxter's Signets, performed quite early. Everyone watched them and clapped them like that. They did sell quite a few televisions. There were about six televisions with different size consoles. And they were around the average price of £80. And then they had about five different radios as well. And they were anything from £17 to £25, which seems quite expensive now, doesn't it?
Yes.
I know we had a television at home, but it was one that had a bow sort of face. You don't see them now. It was sort of beveled round.
Did you get a discount? Was there a perk?
I could pay for it on hire purchase.
Oh.
For my mum and dad, yes.
Oh, lovely.
So I could pay for it taken out of my wages.
Mm. Oh,
not salary, wages.
Yeah.